T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wednesday afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in. Inauguration Day here in Connecticut, in the nation's capital, fighting over the wall day. We're talking about them both. Av Harris joins us now. He works for the city of Bridgeport. He's a policy guy. And Av, I assume you were right there listening to Ned Lamont get sworn in today.
I was. I was there when he got sworn in at the Armory, and I saw him give his State of the State address from inside the House floor. And I am a bit of a history nerd, so it's nice. It is a historic moment, and it was nice to be there and watch this changing of the guard. I think it's going to be positive.
Why is that?
Explain. For Connecticut.
How does he do? How does he change anything, given that he's a Democrat, given that his speech was largely the same thing that we hear, kind of a standard Democratic address?
Well, it's a good question, because, you know, you could look at it and say, you know, he's keeping a bunch of Governor Malloy's commissioners, for example. But I think that there's one point he made, which I think is important, and it's easy to overlook. When he said that, "I'm not interested in the blame game. I want to find solutions, and I'm coming in with an outside perspective." I think that that's true, because so much of what you heard from Governor Malloy over the last 8 years was, you know, whose fault is it? And there was such a negative atmosphere that just the change in tone by itself, I think, is already a positive from what we had.
But if you have to identify, like, say you're using a surgical physical health analogy, and there's something in the body that needs to be removed, then you don't talk about how you don't want to make any cells feel unwanted or unpopular. Well, you know what? If there are disease cells, you've got to identify those, and you've got to make a surgical plan for removing them and getting rid of them. If there is a crisis, there have to be some serious things changed. So it's good to have a positive attitude, but
right,
the trouble is, those words that you liked, "I don't want to place blame," is maybe
right,
another way for saying, "We're not going to actually identify the problem because I'm not here to upset anybody."
Well, no, I don't think that's the case. I think he did talk about identifying some serious waste in funds, not only, by the way, at the state level, but I'm glad that he brought up this whole idea of regional, being able to save money by doing things regionally, because Connecticut is terrible at that. We have 169 police departments and 169 fire departments and emergency dispatchers, and there are counties in the state of California or other states that do things with more people than we have in a much more efficient level.
No, that's fair enough, but that's the low-hanging fruit. That's the easy stuff.
Well, that's true, yes, yes.
How about the tough stuff?
But there are others. I mean, there are ways you can identify places to cut in state government. And I think that, so I think your point is very good, which is, look, we have to identify what the problem is. And if we have to get rid of some things in order to save money, then,
yes,
you know,
so
we
maybe
have to talk about that honestly.
So we're going to get a quick traffic and weather update. Maybe, Av, when we continue, you can identify where those things are that he's given us a hint that he's going to cut spending, he's going to create huge new efficiencies by lopping off big chunks of the government, whatever it is. Where's that dramatic change that's going to address the dramatic problem? 860-522-9842. We'll wrap up with Av and we'll take some more calls. But Av, where is that? Is there any hint at where the aggressive surgical operation is going to take place?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, he didn't give really specific direction on that today. It was more of a set the tone, sort of 40,000 foot view speech. In 6 weeks, he's going to give a budget address. And what I would expect is, over the course of the coming weeks, he's going to specifically sort of let out.
Now, wait a sec, ideas. Av. He said several times today, we can't afford to waste any time. That's what we're going to do is we're going to start today. And
right.
I don't know what direction he's going in. He hasn't given an indication of what the nature of the surgery is.
He did have when he met with I met with him with about 15 or 20 mayors in First Electon, and he talked about potentially consolidating some state agencies. I mean, really, the biggest savings you can get when you look at a state government that employs around 45,000 people is you have to cut personnel, and he's got a little bit of his hands tied because he's got this CBAC agreement in place, which is a no layoff agreement for the next few years. But there are ways you can consolidate and eliminate departments and put them into others and then cut positions. And it's not a very popular thing, of course, with the
union. Did he say that today? He said, my hands are tied by the horrible deal made last year by the governor and the legislature to lock us into the CBAC agreement for an extra period of time.
That.
But I have a
reality.
But I have a trick on my sleeve. I know a way we can circumvent the tragedy they created for the state economically.
Well, I mean, the way you can do it is if you eliminate positions that you deem unnecessary. That's different than, if you eliminate an entire division because you're going to reformulate it into something else. That is not a layoff. That's just an elimination of a position. And I don't know if they have that planned or not. But I mean, obviously, that's the biggest way that you can cut costs. There are other ways you can cut costs, but that's the defense part of the solving this problem. And then you got to go on offense, and there are ways to increase revenue to the state as well that are not tax increases. I mean, obviously, we're very supportive of expanding gaming operations in the state, specifically looking at Bridgeport. That's going to be a big issue this session.
Gaming? You mean like gambling?
Absolutely.
But absolutely. I thought that's a regressive taxation. That's hitting poor people where it hurts them the most, isn't it?
Well, if you look at the clientele that are going to, when you make it in an overarching entertainment resort, when you're not just talking about a bunch of slot machines, in a building or people cashing their social security checks, et cetera, to play slot machines, when you're talking about a family entertainment resort, like the $2.5 billion resort that's being built in Boston.
Yeah.
You're talking about attracting lots of different clientele. When you have multiple ways of drawing in people to come to Connecticut to do entertainment, I mean, look at the crowds that Mohegan Sun is getting because they built a 10,000-seat arena. Well, while you're there, maybe you can play a little bit of poker. Maybe you can play a little bit of blackjack or slot machines.
Yep.
But you're also doing, there's other entertainment things. So the industry has evolved a lot, and we have an opportunity to really capture a lot of more tourist revenue in southwestern Connecticut.
All right. Av, thank you for dropping in. Always good to talk with you and good to get your impressions of what happened today.
You too, Todd. I've got to go run home, change into my tuxedo for the inaugural ball tonight.
Uh-oh. Are you a good dancer?
I am, but many people won't admit it.
Well, hopefully you will erase any doubts they have tonight, Av. Thank you so
much,
sir.
I will not be featured in any newspapers with my dancing skills.
I'm Harris from the city of Bridgeport. Thank you, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.